First, about a year ago, Sabrina Madison opened a location in Fitchburg for the organization she founded called the Progress Center for Black Women. She describes the mission of the Progress Center is creating more Black women who are leaders, doers, and owners. Sabrina has also organized several Black women leadership conferences. Sabrina Madison joins us now in our studio. Sabrina, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Well, congratulations on the almost anniversary.
Yes.
What are you, as I mentioned, you're trying to create leaders, doers, and owners among African-American women. Can you talk about what you're doing and how you're doing it?
Yeah, back in 2016, I decided to quit my job and literally just go to work for Black women. I had already been taking speaking engagements across the country, but what was happening here at my home in Madison, I wasn't seeing us in leadership spaces, and it was just bothering me, like really agitating me. So I said, I'm going to give up my full-time job and work literally full-time for Black women.
What are some of the obstacles facing Black women in a community like, say, the Madison area?
Yeah, pay is a really, really huge one. Once I started doing the numbers and really researching what we're earning, I learned that we were only earning about 57 cents on a dollar in Dane County. So pay disparities is a big one. And then we're not in leadership spaces where we're making the decisions. We're in charge of the hiring and the firing and the, you know, looking out for our fellow women in the workplace.
So when you're working with women, African-American women in, say, Dane County, what kind of advice do you give them as individuals to help overcome some of those hurdles?
To be honest, the biggest one that I always give is not to give up, to not allow the burden of what can be a Black woman living in Madison to sort of like hold, sort of like break you down. Because it can be heavy. It can be heavy being the only Black woman in a workspace, the only Black woman in a workspace making not a great pay. So the first and foremost is always to not allow the hardness of living here to be such a burden that it breaks you down and you give up and not continue to go on.
We've been hearing a lot, I think, especially in recent years, kind of in Madison, this idea, okay, you've got this history of Madison as a liberal community that people at least think of themselves as being an inclusive place. And then hearing from African-Americans and saying, well, hold on, that's not really how we're experiencing it. Can you talk about that? Difference of understandings of where Madison is.
So I moved here with my son, who's now about to be 25. He was in his second half of sixth grade, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. And I moved here with rose-colored glasses. We moved from the Milwaukee area. I had come on a vacation here. I was like, oh, my God, it's beautiful. The lakes are beautiful. It's clean. I didn't really hear gunshots. There's no shooting. I just felt, hey, it's a pretty safe place. Within a month here, I lost count of how many times I was asked, did I move from Chicago? We were from Milwaukee. I remember getting told to go back to Chicago in a shared ride cab by two like overly drunk white guys. Like that's my 1 month here. Like, welcome to Madison. Go back to Chicago.
Do you see similar things in workplaces?
Yes. Where I worked for about 13 or so years, I dealt with that regularly. At one point, I was the only Black woman who was an employee or staff employee in the entire building, where the only other Black folks I would see would be students or janitorial staff. You deal with instances where you're not taken to be smart enough or having the intelligence to lead something in the workplace, too. So,
seems like a challenge is to get to a critical mass where there's enough African-American people, Black women in particular, in a workplace, but nobody wants to be the only Black woman in the workplace and the hurdles that entails. How do you get from that place to that place?
It's about to be honest, I think it's networking. It's teaching, at least from my experience, it's been about connecting with other Black women leaders, even if they weren't in a shared space with me, and helping them get the skills that they need to sort of like advocate for themselves, but also to teach Black women, especially how to have advocates for them in the workplace. There are women who come and meet with me one-on-one and they don't even necessarily understand how to grow within their workplace. They may have met with HR and they really didn't explain with them how this growth chart works. So it's giving women the power by just educating them on how to sort of navigate and strategically navigate leadership at the workplace.
Talking to Sabrina Madison, founder of the Progress Center for Black Women, based now in Fitchburg. Now, you've been doing this without an HQ, I guess, a physical space. Now you have this. What has that changed for you?
Oh, my God, it's beautiful. I see women sort of their physical selves transform when they enter into the space. So part of the reason why I wanted the physical space is that I'm moving around Dane County and the rest of the state quite often, and I wasn't seeing a space where I can walk into and feel as if the space reflected me, like the art on the walls reflected me, the furniture descriptions or options reflected me. And so I wanted to create a space where Black women walked into and they just feel good. So you'll see Black women walk into the space. They may see Michelle Obama's book on one end, a piece of art to the right that literally can sort of look like them or their daughter. And there is an emotional reaction to that. You have women who get to the back of our space, and by the time they're back there, they're in tears. Because they've never experienced that. And some of these women have lived in Madison all their lives and not experienced that.
You've also organized conferences. And I saw in reporting, and I'm sorry, I don't remember which outlet reported it, but talking, some of the people attending saying they felt like they had a space to breathe.
Yes. So the very first one I put on in spring 2016, and the reason I kept going is because of this woman. She stood up. She said, I've lived in Madison for 14 years and I've never experienced this. This was simply a space where there were all mostly predominantly Black women. Black women were delivering the content. They were empowering each other. There was no sort of like bad energy, but just all this healthy, good vibes. And so to be in a space where you don't have to worry if someone's going to ask you, are you using this desk? Or making some sort of a reference to your hair, where you're just comfortable, you know.
What would you say to people, say white people, maybe well-meaning, who are managing a workplace, or that HR person to who are thinking, okay, I want to make a better workplace, but maybe I just don't have the cultural literacy?
I always say if you have folks of color already employed in your workspace, they're your answer. I often see folks will come to me and say, Sabrina, I don't know how to create more equity in my workplace. I'm like, are you asking people of color to the table, or are you trying to create and lead it all on your own? I think one of the very first, to me, obvious steps is to sit down genuinely with women of color or folks of color to build, you know, a more equitable workplace.
Is there a way to set up the space to do that, though? Because if I'll try to put myself in the shoes of the only African-American woman in a workplace.
Yep.
Even if I'm asked, do I feel safe, like saying, well, here's what I see is wrong here?
What I'm saying is that we need real, for white folks listening, we need white folks to be real, genuine allies. Me, Black woman, if I'm the only one in a workspace, it's going to be very difficult for me to take the lead and create that on my own without the support of my colleagues. So we really need white folks at the table to say, I am interested in creating with you a more equitable workplace. I'm going to partner with you in a genuine way. And then be willing to sort of like fall back. You don't have to lead everything, but, you know, fall back and allow us to lead but partner with us in a genuine way.
Do you feel like there's some success stories already that you can start pointing to?
We have tons of success stories. Probably the most recent is a woman. She had shied away from coming to the conference. I think the first 2 years she didn't know if it was quite for her, but she finally came in year three and she got everything she needed. She was in a job where she had been considering applying for a supervisory role. She finally came to meet with me, got some advice on how to approach the conversation with her HR person, came to the conference year four, which was this past May. She is now not only supervisor, she is sort of like a entry-level manager at that position. So
in my reading up, you have a reputation of somebody, a lot of people talk about things, you have a reputation of talking about things and then taking action. What is it that allows you to try to do that, to just hear this and say, okay, how do we work our way around this?
Because I not that I condone everyone going out being teen parents, but I think it was because I had a kid 2 weeks of my 16th birthday. And so I've literally had to solve problems since I was 15 quickly and without a lot of resources. And I've always been someone who's very frustrated by people who complain and don't act. And what I saw was happening in Madison was almost like this attraction to failure, money being dumped into programs or initiatives or studies. And I'm like, this has already been done. It's just a new name, new label, and I'm sick of it. So I've always been an action-oriented sort of person.
Now, we're hearing all over the state and outside of the state, too. Mm-hmm. If there's another Sabrina Madison to be out there thinking, wait a minute, maybe I could do that, what would you say to her?
Girl. I would start with girl. Find the other Black women in your network or in your city within, I don't know, 20 blocks of where you're sort of like centered at, and invite those women out for coffee or tea or whatever, and just sit down with them, because we are so isolated. I am still sometimes isolated here, and I have a pretty expansive network. But what we have to realize is that we're all dealing with similar things, but we need each other in order to survive it all. So.
And then talk to the African-American woman who's running into some of the obstacles we talked about at the beginning. What would you tell her?
Find me at the Progress Center for Black Women. I always say, find me no matter where you're at. I just had a phone call with a woman from Jacksonville this morning who's wanting to do similar things. But again, it's going to be figure out the best path to identify Black women leaders, whether they're in politics, whether in education, no matter what lane, because we all have some similarities no matter where we're leading. And don't try to lead in isolation.
Okay, you've got a lot on the table, clearly. What's next? What's the next project on your mind?
Yeah, so I've been doing the Black Women's Leadership Conference for the last 4 years. And I remember I said, I don't like stale things. I want things to be fresh and I want things to be changing. And so the conference will become the Wisconsin Black Women's Leadership Week, because I'm very concerned how we're not necessarily coordinating and collaborating across the state. And I want us to be a bit more effective and tight-knit. So the conference will identify leaders, Black women leaders from across the state, and we'll work together to put on events all across Wisconsin next year.
And when is that going to happen?
That happens the week of April 24th, and we cap it off May 3rd.
Sabrina, thanks so much for coming up to the studio and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Sabrina Madison, founder of the Progress Center for Black Women. You can find more information about the Progress Center. Head over to our website. It's at WPR.org/Central Time. And if you have a story to share along the lines of what Sabrina has been talking about, we'd love to hear your story. You can email us ideas@WPR.org. Or you can reach us at Twitter. We are at Central Time WPR. Again, if you've got a story, if you're an African-American woman in the workplace, let us know how things are going for you. Tweet us at Central Time WPR.